It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com. It's E-Commerce Minute episode 763.
In today's episode, Diageo launches whiskey bottle made from paper.
As the world is changing and the dire need for sustainability grows, certain mass production companies are beginning to do their part. Beverage conglomerate Diageo has announced that Johnnie Walker Scotch whiskey will be available in plastic-free bottles beginning in early 2021. It's the first ever 100% paper-based spirits bottle for the mainstream market. Diageo is the world's largest producer of whiskey and the company behind dozens of alcohol brands such as Smirnoff, Guinness, Tanqueray, and Captain Morgan. The new bottle, developed in partnership with venture management company Pilot Light, will be made from wood pulp that meets food-grade standards and is fully recyclable. Diageo and Pilot Light have launched a sustainable packaging company called Pulpex Limited to develop the paper bottle and collaborate on research and development. Pulpex Limited's technology allows it to produce a variety of plastic-free, single-mold bottles that can be used across a range of consumer goods. The packaging has been designed to contain a variety of liquid products and will form part of Diageo's commitment towards Goal 12 of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, responsible consumption and production. Pulpex will also create branded paper bottles in non-competing categories for companies including Lipton tea maker Unilever PLC and soda maker PepsiCo, which are expected to launch next year. Diageo uses less than 5% of plastic in its total packaging, but along with Unilever and PepsiCo has set targets to reduce and recycle plastic in their packaging as part of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals program by 2025. Pretty interesting. The mock-up here of this bottle is pretty cool. So it's a black label bottle. Obviously, you cannot see the contents inside because it is not glass, but it is a very sleek, matte finish black bottle with a silver cap and a silver Johnnie Walker label and silver print on top of it. My question is that you have this very spendy bottle of whiskey and you're putting it in a not so spendy carrier. Do you think this is going to turn off some consumers? Or do you think this was intentional?
I think it's intentional because you want to, you know, less glass would be interesting. But also, you know, I don't think it's going to be for the more expensive bottles, right? It's not going to be for this, you know, the 30-year-old or 60-year-old because that's just never going to happen.
Right.
But for like the red and like for the 2-3-year-olds, for the
You're talking the age of the whiskey, not the age of the consumer.
No.
The 3-year-olds will drink the different whiskey.
Then I don't think it would matter, right? Because it's just liquor and, you know, you're not aging it for longer.
I guess my point is Diageo is the largest booze conglomerate. Why would they start with something like Johnnie Walker, which has a perceived higher value? Why wouldn't they start with something else? It's just very interesting.
Because I think it's a good
some sort of marketing angle, obviously. Sure. But why Johnnie Walker? Like, why not one of the other brands?
You know. I don't know. I think it's the same strategy with what Tesla did, right? You go upscale first and then you go down market.
Yeah, could be. It's just, it really strikes me as interesting. And I purposely did not look up the answer because I'm sure there's an answer out there somewhere for why this is. But again, this bottle is beautiful. And I guess there are a lot more design options considering that the bottle is completely paper. So you have a lot more flexibility, creativity with labeling and things like that. So that to me is super interesting. But again, it's wild. It's wild. They could have done it with, you know, Smirnoff or something like that. Instead, they went with Johnnie Walker. It's pretty wild.
I mean, you're going to see kind of a sucker for that packaging. I'm not going
to
lie.
It's keep looking at it. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But yeah, that's the exciting part to me in that they're going to be able to produce some really innovative and creative packaging while also reducing greatly reducing waste. I mean, soda should not be in a glass bottle. I mean, nothing should, really should be in a glass bottle. Just the only thing that should be in a glass bottle is a bottle of beer or a good bottle of whiskey. Everything else can be in another vehicle.
True.
And yeah, this could be really interesting. We did a story about Carlsberg was doing the same thing. They launched a paper bottle in 2019, Carlsberg beer. And in 2020, Diageo revealed a similar change for Seagram's Seven Crown American Whiskey with a bottle made from 100% recyclable plastic. So that I can see. That I can understand. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So it's Diageo and they're doing a paper bottle. Pretty cool. All right, we'll close it with a little stat time. Consumer product companies have come under increased scrutiny for the amount of plastic they use in packaging, food, and other household items. In Europe, for example, 8.2 million tons of plastic were used to package food and drink in 2018, according to ING analysts. This is a trend that I hope changes because, you know, science, and we can invent things that don't have to be sitting in a landfill for 10 million years. So
true.
I applaud Diego for their innovation. Let's see more of this. You guys got anything else?
Nope.
Nope.
Bart, will you be buying whiskey in a paper bottle?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Bravo. All right. That's your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow. That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion, or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.